आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू विजिट उत्तर प्रदेश एंड मध्य प्रदेश टुडे टू अनवेल प्रोजेक्ट्स वर्थ ओवर 3,880 करोड़ रुपीज इन वाराणसी। 26/11 Mumbai terror attack key accused Tahawur Rana remanded to NIA custody for 18 days. US reiterates its commitment to combat global terrorism in collaboration with India. President Draupadi Murmu says India stands as shining example of progress in today's world of uncertainties. Rain-related incidents claim 58 lives in Bihar and 22 in Uttar Pradesh. US President Donald Trump says reciprocal tariffs will be reimposed on countries not able to reach agreement with America by the 9th of July. And India's men's recurve team of Dheeraj Bommadevara, Atanu Das and Tarundeep Rai advances to final of Archery World Cup Stage 1 in Florida, USA. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh today. He will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate various development projects worth over 3,880 crore rupees in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. These projects encompass developments in road infrastructure, electricity, education and tourism, aiming to enhance the region's overall growth. Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting at Mehdi Ganj in Varanasi. He will be welcomed by Governor Anandibhen Patel and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. Here is a report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate 19 completed projects worth Rs. 1,629 crore and lay the foundation for 25 new projects worth Rs. 2,255 crore during his visit to Varanasi today. With the foundation laying by the PM, work on ambitious projects such as the construction of an underpass road tunnel on the Varanasi-Lucknow Highway NH-31, construction of the MSME Unity Mall, a road bridge between Varanasi Ring Road and Sarnath, and flyover at Bhikaripur and Madwadi crossing will begin. The list of projects to be inaugurated by the Prime Minister include 132 rural drinking water schemes under the Jal Jeevan Mission by UP Jal Nigam Rural worth rupees more than 345 crore and several other projects. Om Avasti, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Later in the day, the Prime Minister will arrive at Anandpur Dham of Isagarh Tehsil in Ashoknagar district of Madhya Pradesh. Details from our correspondent.
In line with the commitment to furthering the cultural and spiritual heritage of India, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Anandpur Dham today. Anandpur Dham has been established for spiritual and philanthropic purposes. Spanning 315 hectares, it houses a modern gosala with over 500 cows. The trust also runs agricultural activities under Sri Anandpur Trust campus. The trust has been operating charitable hospital in Sukhpur village, schools in Sukhpur and Anandpur, and various satsangs centers across the country. More than 1,200 students are studying in these schools. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
The National Investigation Agency, NIA, formally arrested Tahawur Hussain Rana, the key conspirator in the deadly 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks, immediately after his arrival in New Delhi yesterday evening, following his successful extradition from the United States. Rana, a Canadian national of Pakistani origin, was taken for medical examination and was produced before the special NIA judge in Patiala House Court last night. The court sent him to 18 days custody of the National Investigation Agency. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department has reiterated its commitment in combating global terrorism in collaboration with India after the U.S. extradited Tahawur Rana to India. During a press briefing, U.S. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce stated that the U.S. has consistently supported India's efforts to hold those responsible for the attacks accountable.
The United States extradited Tahawur Hussain Rana to India for his role in planning the horrific 2008 Mumbai terrorist attacks. The United States has long supported India's efforts to ensure those responsible for these attacks are brought to justice. And as President Trump has said, the United States and India will continue to work together to combat the global scourge of terrorism.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Modi government is mowing down drug cartels with full might. In a social media post lauding the efforts of agencies, Mr. Shah said that in vision to build a drug-free Bharat, countries' agencies have launched massive operations strangling drug cartels and seized 30.4 kilograms of methamphetamine tablets worth 24.32 crore rupees while arresting three people in Assam. He added that the government's offensives against drugs will continue with ruthless force. In a landmark step towards universal healthcare, Odisha will launch a unified health insurance scheme, Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, today. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda will unveil the scheme at an event in Cuttack this afternoon. More from our correspondent.
Besides the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, the state government's health scheme Gopabandhu Jan Arogya Yojana and the newly introduced Ayushman Bayo Vandana Yojana aimed at senior citizens will also be integrated into this initiative. Government sources said that with this integration, around 3 crore 52 lakh people from 1 crore 8 lakh families will be covered under the combined schemes. Beneficiaries will gain access to free cashless treatment in more than 29,000 government and private hospitals across the country. Itishri Singhathor, Akashvani, Cuttack.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India stands as a shining example of progress in today's world of uncertainties. She made these remarks while speaking at the Slovakia-India Business Forum organized by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Bratislava yesterday. She also invited Slovakian businesses to participate in the Make in India program. President Murmu emphasized that Indian talent can be a valuable contributor to Slovakia's economic growth.
Slovakia is looking for hard-working, skilled workers and professionals from overseas to help meet its workforce requirements. I am convinced that Indian talent can be a valuable partner in the economic progress of Slovakia. Bilateral trade between India and Slovakia has been growing steadily.
The president also visited the Jaguar Land Rover factory located in the historic town of Nitra. Later, President Draupadi Murmu addressed the Indian community in Bratislava. She said that as India is emerging as a global power, it is being identified as the first responder in time of emergency.
जैसे जैसे भारत एक वैश्विक शक्ति के रूप में उभर रहा है, इसकी पहचान संकट के समय में फास्ट रेस्पोंडर और एक विश्वसनीय डेवलपमेंट पार्टनर के रूप में हो रही है। ग्लोबल साउथ के प्रति भारत की प्रतिबद्धता ने एक जिम्मेदार ग्लोबल स्टेकहोल्डर के रूप में हमारी भूमिका को मजबूत किया है।
U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he will impose reciprocal tariffs again on countries that fail to reach an agreement with America by the 9th of July, when the 90-day pause ends. Following a meeting of the cabinet, Trump said, "If we can't make the deal that is good for both parties, then we go back to reciprocal tariffs."
They all want to make a deal. Somebody had to do what we did, and I did a 90-day pause for the people that didn't retaliate, because I told them, if you retaliate, we're going to double it. And that's what I did with China, because they did retaliate. A deal's going to be made with China. A deal's going to be made with every one of them. And there'll be fair deals. I just want fair. They will be fair deals for everybody.
Back home, as many as 80 human lives perished in Bihar and Uttar Pradesh in rain-related incidents, high-speed winds and lightning. In Bihar, rain-related incidents claimed 58 lives during the past 24 hours. The highest number of casualties were reported from Nalanda district, where 22 people lost their lives due to uprooting of trees and collapse of walls, while 35 people died in such incidents in other parts of the state. A report from our correspondent.
In Bihar, standing crops of rabi, masoor, maize, onion and several horticultural crops like mango and lychee have been damaged due to heavy rains and gusty winds in several parts of the state. Gusty winds with a speed of 50 to 60 kilometers per hour damaged several thatched houses. In Buxar and Bhojpur, pontoon bridges were damaged, large trees were uprooted and electricity supply was affected due to storms and rains. The operation of trains remain affected in Jamui, Ara and Danapur due to felling of trees on tracks. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
At least 22 people, including 5 women, lost their lives in rain-related incidents in Uttar Pradesh yesterday. According to the Relief Commissioner's Office, 13 died after being hit by lightning, while the rest perished due to injuries after walls or ceilings collapsing on them due to heavy winds. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath announced 4 lakh rupees ex gratia to the family of the deceased. The Calcutta High Court has allowed leader of the opposition in West Bengal Assembly, Suvendu Adhikari, to conduct a rally in Kolkata tomorrow on the occasion of Hanuman Jayanti. However, the single judge bench of Justice Tirthankar Ghosh has set a number of conditions for conducting the rally scheduled at a route in North Kolkata and is supposed to end at a temple of Lord Hanuman. As per the direction of the single judge bench, the time allotted for that rally is between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. tomorrow. Moving on to sports, we have some detailed news from the world of archery, cricket and badminton.
In archery, the Indian men's recurve team of Dheeraj Bommadevara, Adanu Das and Tarun Deep Rai has advanced to the final of the Archery World Cup Stage 1 in Florida, USA. The trio defeated Spain 6-2 in the semi-final last night. They will face China in the final on Sunday evening. Moving on to IPL T20 cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 6 wickets in Bengaluru last night. Chasing a target of 164 runs, Capitals made 169 for 4 in 17.5 overs. Today, Chennai Super Kings CSK will face Kolkata Knight Riders in Chennai at 7:30 p.m. CSK has announced that former skipper Mahendra Singh Dhoni will replace full-time captain Ruturaj Gaikwad for the remainder of the season. Gaikwad has been ruled out of the tournament due to a hairline fracture in his elbow. And in badminton, India's Dhruv Kabila and Tanisha Krasto will face Tang Chun Man and Se Ying Tsuet of Hong Kong in the mixed doubles quarterfinals of the Asia Championships in Ningbo, China today. The Indian duo advanced to the last 8 after defeating Hong Wei Ye and Nicole Gonzalez Chan of Chinese Taipei. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
The winners of the XR Creator Hackathon have been declared. A total of 5 teams have been declared winners, which represent a mix of students, professionals and entrepreneurs from different cities and institutions. The hackathon was a part of Create in India CIC Challenge Season 1, launched as part of the World Audio Visual Entertainment Summit Waves, organized by Ministry of Information and Broadcasting in collaboration with Wave Labs. The India Meteorological Department has said that following isolated to scattered rainfall, along with thunderstorms, lightning and strong winds experienced over plains of northwest and central parts of the country yesterday, similar weather conditions are expected to persist today. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Pramod. All papers have on their front page the story of the extradition of 2611 Mumbai terror attack accused Tahawur Rana from the United States. The Tribune headlines, conspirator conquer. The Indian Express headlines, India's 16-year wait ends. 2611 conspirator Tahawur Rana flown to Delhi will face trial. The Hindustan Times headlines, India-US to use 90-day pause for bilateral trade. The Pioneer headlines, Europe hits pause button on tariff for 90 days. Hindu headline, EU propose counter tariffs on hold for 90 days. PMJ schemes rollout begins in Delhi with 30 beneficiaries getting their Ayushman cards is another story covered in most papers. And finally, most papers have on their front page with pictures of Delhi receiving a drizzle on Thursday and lowering temperatures in the national capital by a few degrees. Statesman says, drizzle, winds bring respite to Delhiites from scorching heat. With that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh today to unveil projects worth over 3,880 crore rupees in Varanasi. 2611 Mumbai terror attack key accused Tahawur Rana remanded to NIA custody for 18 days. US reiterates its commitment to combat global terrorism in collaboration with India. President Draupadi Murmu says India stands as a shining example of progress in today's world of uncertainties. Rain-related incidents claim 58 lives in Bihar and 22 in Uttar Pradesh. U.S. President Donald Trump says reciprocal tariffs will be reimposed on countries not able to reach agreement with America by the 9th of July. And Indian men's recurve team of Dheeraj Bommadevara, Adanu Das and Tarun Deep Rai advances to final of Archery World Cup Stage 1 in Florida, USA. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.